Bank of America tightens churning restrictions, tips on sharing City National Bank rewards in your household, an update on the Lemony Shopping Portal, and more on today's Milenomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milenomics Square podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Milenomics Square podcast, you're missing out on the following discussion. All right, news item number one. Bank of America has tightened their per-card churning restrictions. Now, this is effective immediately. They've added language to all their cards, well, almost all their cards, and they are different for all their cards. The Premium Rewards card, the Travel Rewards card, the Alaska card, they all have language on them. And in the worst case, the language is along the lines of, you are not eligible for the sign-up bonus if you have or have had the card in the past 24 months. Ouch! This is really going to cramp our style with Bank of America. They still have their 424 policy in place, which means that you can't get more than four new Bank of America cards every 24 months. And people are reporting that they're being limited by the total number of active personal Bank of America cards they can have at a time. I think somewhere around four, I've heard in some cases. One standout card that isn't limited to this restriction yet is the Virgin Atlantic card. This is the card that has like a 75,000 point signup bonus if you do add a couple of authorized users and spend a bunch of money on it. It's a good way to rack up a bunch of Virgin Atlantic miles and potentially one of the most valuable ones, but that one's not subject to the restrictions yet. Their business cards, as far as I've heard and seen, they are not subject to the restrictions yet, but those have anecdotally become harder to get lately. So Bank of America bites the dust. Maybe too many people in the back in the day pulled a lot of multi-card stunt applications, and they didn't like that. But at any rate, it really limits our strategy with this bank going forward. And we talk a lot more about this one in the paid version of the podcast. So give that a listen if you're unsure of how to navigate the space with Bank of America going forward.
Next up is a $600 Chase banking bonus, which has returned until January 17th. This is a checking and savings bonus, and it requires direct deposit and a hefty $15,000 parked in savings for 3 months. And you really want to make sure that that $15,000 has a little bit of extra cushion. So you need a direct deposit, and you need $15,000 in the savings account, and you've got to hold that there for 3 months. A little bit more information on a link that we'll include below the show here, but if you haven't had a Chase checking account bonus in a while, this is certainly one of the best bonuses you can get from Chase Bank.
What could possibly go wrong? Fantastic bonus. Next up is a $100 bonus from the GoBank prepaid card. Now, if you think the Chase one is complicated, listen to this one. All right, you need to, for 12 months, you need to conduct a purchase, one purchase every month. And you need to have direct deposit of $500, which would waive your $8.95 a month fee. It's unclear whether this is a Visa or a MasterCard. And also, if you have one, if you got it in November of 2018, you might be eligible for this already, but you're not going to find out until January of 2020. So this sounds like a slam dunk for $100.
Just a quick 12 months away to make $8.
Oh, it's $100 that I mentioned, the bonus.
Quick, I just want to cover a post that went up on the blog earlier this week on Lemony and the fact that community cashback on Lemony had been missing and not been paid out in the better part of half a year. So this post went up and, coincidental, maybe, 2 days later, a lot of readers told me that they started getting emails, that their community cashback appears to be there.
Yeah, I think your post really did. Unfortunately, I feel bad for the department or a couple of people or person that was responsible for, I really have to think, manually processing all these. Lemony, we love you.
We do?
You didn't pay us out for a long time. Well, I have no enmity for the people who were, you know, tasked with processing this. I am certain that somebody at Lemony read that and said, we haven't been paying these people out for so long. And then They said, here's what's happening. The back end department wasn't processing, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, you need to start paying on that now. And they did. So thank you, Sam, for writing that post. And it seemed to create some activity over there. And I'm glad to see those, that money that people were rightly due, come through from Lemony.
Yeah, I am too. And if you ever have an issue that you really want us to put a larger spotlight on like that, I mean, this is one that a few readers had told us about. And then after the fact, I heard from a lot more readers. So if you think you're alone, if you think something's not going your way and it's just you, it's probably not just you. It's probably pretty widespread. So reach out to us and let us know what you're struggling with. We're in a lot of this stuff, so we're probably struggling with it too. Anyways, let's move on, Robert. What else do we have here in the news?
Yeah, I wrote a post this week on the City National Bank Crystal Infinite card. Joe Chung wrote a good post about how you can use these towards Disney. And that got me thinking, well, I'm going to need a lot of points if I want to redeem towards Disney because it is expensive. And I found that you can combine points between people in your household. Like if you get one and your spouse gets one, and even if you're authorized users on each other's cards, you can commingle the points between those two cards. So the card has a 50,000 point sign up bonus right now. Late last year, it had a 75,000 point bonus that I know, Sam, you helped a lot of people get connected with a banker who could take those applications and hopefully process them successfully. So in some cases, between two people, we've got, say, 150,000 plus points with the card, and the card is very rewarding for ongoing spend. This card is fantastic. And this ability to combine them and then redeem them for 1.35 cents a piece of uplift through really good human travel agents at Connections Loyalty is fantastic. This card is really, really good. It's the real deal. Yeah. So if you haven't gotten the card, there's still a chance to get it for the 50,000 point sign-up bonus. You don't necessarily need to live near a City National Bank branch. It does have a $400 hefty fee, but the thing is packed to the gills with benefits, and I think it's terrific. I'm looking forward to earning more of these points, and the ability to commingle them in a household is terrific. So check out that post if you haven't yet.
Crazy question here.
Yes.
Robert, would you say this is the best premium card out there?
Yes.
I would too. I really would. You know, I wouldn't have said it before I got the card. But
what about the Hilton Aspire if you could only go for one?
Ooh. The Hilton Aspire rewards spending doesn't reward spending at all though. And this card has very broad spending bonuses as well. I mean, I was blown away by the number of points that I just organically earned on my first statement based on just, you know, my normal spending there. I was like, wow, really? And it's because everything is 3X, everything.
You're right. I was writing this down when I was writing the post, like here's the categories that earns 3X in. I had to like condense it and say, oh, that's dining, you know, right? It says fast food, takeout, delivery, sit-down restaurants, theme park restaurants. It's like goes on and on. It's like everything gets 3X with this card, so you don't have to think about it. So you're right. You know, if you, so many of these cards, all the benefits in them are duplicative, right? Like if there's one more card that has priority pass, it's like I've got a stack of these things in my drawer. I don't care. The only thing I carry the one with the best ability to guest people in. CMB, it's just the best thing all around. It's got the Go-Go in-flight, which you might have with a few other ones. It's got the Visa Infinite $100 credit when you buy a round trip through them. It's got you know, all this stuff. And the part that we're really starting to explore now is the rewards side of it, the redemption side of it. Because we knew we'd be able to use it for airfare or something like that. But this Connections Loyalty approach, this opens up the world to like all kinds of great vacations you can take, right? It's not going to be just airfare. I've used Connections Loyalty for a lot of Disney vacations. And the thing I love about them is those travel agents can get the absolute best rock bottom price with Disney promos that are public or targeted. And if there's price adjustments, they can hound them for that. They can find hotels that don't show up on websites. They are really, really good. And some of the travel agents I've talked to there are just fantastic. So,
and with uplift too, right? I mean, you're not talking about 1 cent per point here. You're talking about with uplift to what, 1.35?
That's what I'm hearing. 1.35, there is a $25 booking fee. So you want to do it for bigger redemptions. But that's kind of a rounding error. If you do like, say, a $5,000 cruise, you know, $25 is nothing in the grand scheme of that. And that's the way I like to redeem these things, for bigger things, because it's tedious, you know, interacting. It's not just a website you go and click. So the upshot is you're in good company if you get the CNB Crystal card, because a lot of us are banging on it. And it's just a fantastic card. You know, I think it is the best traveler. If I just had to carry one card that was useful for everyday spend, spend at grocery stores, and all the benefits considered, I think this is the best. And the annual fee is only $400, which starts to look like a value compared to the $595 you get in with the Amex Platinum now.
I agree. I mean, the card checks off so many boxes. Listen, if you're interested in the card and you haven't read the post and you're not yet ready to apply or whatever, if you're interested in applying for this card, send myself an email or direct message me on Twitter. I can send you contact information to a CNB banker who will help you take an application over the phone or over the email. And we've had great success with that. So anything else, Robert?
I'm ready to close this out. You ready to go?
Yep.
Thank you for joining us this week. For a more in-depth talk about miles and points, visit us at patreon.com/milenomics. There, you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about the topics we discussed today.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics, and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.